Welcome to the Animal Health Employment Insider, brought to you by The Vet Recruiter. In this podcast, executive recruiter Stacy Purcell, founder and CEO of The Vet Recruiter, provides insight and practical advice for both employers and job seekers in the animal health industry and veterinary profession. The Vet Recruiter's mission is to help animal health and veterinary employers hire top talent while helping animal health and veterinary professionals attain career-enhancing opportunities to improve their quality of life. In today's podcast, we'll be talking about a crucial but overlooked trait for career growth and advancement. Hello, Stacy. Thank you for joining us today.
Hello, Samantha. As always, I'm glad to be here.
So, Stacy, don't keep us in suspense. What's this crucial trait?
The one crucial trait is self-awareness.
Self-awareness? Is that basically the ability to know how you come across to other people, or?
Well, there's more involved, but yes, you could sum it up that way. And to help with this discussion on today's episode, I want to draw from both my personal life and also my professional life. As you know, Samantha, I have 5 children, and 3 of those children are boys. It seems as though they are constantly stepping on my feet. And it doesn't matter if we're standing still or if we're walking. They're just so full of energy and are constantly moving and jumping around. Because of this, I am constantly telling my boys to be self-aware. In other words, I tell them to be mindful of what they're doing and how what they're doing is impacting the people around them. In my professional life, I've worked as an animal health recruiter and veterinary recruiter for more than 20 years. Because of that, I know firsthand the importance of self-awareness. For example, I was recently talking with a candidate on the phone, and she continually interrupted me and talked most of our conversation. She rarely let me talk, which was unfortunate for her because I was trying to give her some advice and guidance about the interview process, her career, and her job search. Communication, ideally, should be a two-way street with back-and-forth dialogue, rather than only one person talking for most of the time and not listening to the other person. I truly believe that God gave us 2 ears and 1 mouth because we should listen twice as much as we talk.
Yes, that is a good point, Stacy. I like that saying. And you said there was more to it. So what exactly is self-awareness?
Self-awareness really is knowledge of oneself, but it's knowledge of a number of different areas. It's your feelings, your emotions, your thoughts, your desires, your motivations, the type of person that you are, the type of character that you have, etc. And there are 2 things that we've talked about before on this podcast that are related to being self-aware.
What are those things?
They are emotional intelligence and personal branding. In fact, there are some people who believe that self-awareness and emotional intelligence are the same thing. I would agree that self-awareness is one aspect of emotional intelligence. It's one step in the process. However, just because you're self-aware does not mean that you're an expert in emotional intelligence or even that you could practice it well within the workplace.
And what about personal branding?
It's much the same with personal branding. Self-awareness is just one step in the personal branding process. Before you can brand yourself in the right way, you must know how you're currently branding yourself. There's almost always a difference between how you think you're branding yourself and how you're actually doing it.
And is it true that some people are just born being better at self-awareness than others?
Yes, that is true. Self-awareness is just like any other skill. Some people are just inherently better than other people for whatever reason. But also, like other skills, you can learn to become better.
What's the starting point for becoming more self-aware? What are some things that people can do if they do want to improve?
Excellent question. Well, the first thing that you should do is to assess where you are right now. In other words, take an inventory of how aware you are of yourself. You could use a pad and a pen for this exercise. Simply write down all of the words that you believe describe you. You can even break it down into the personal and professional settings, realizing that there will be some overlap, of course.
And I'm guessing that's a good exercise because people usually think good things when they think about themselves.
Well, that's right. And what they're thinking doesn't always line up 100% with reality. For instance, a person may believe that they're extremely funny. However, that might not be what other people think, even the people who love the person. If the person is not self-aware, then that can lead to some awkward situations, which can hurt their personal branding efforts, not to mention quite possibly their relationships.
I can understand that. And I think we've all known someone who thought that they were a little funnier than they actually were. So what's the next step?
The next step is to ask two sets of people to describe you and then record the information that they provide.
And who are those two sets of people?
Your family and friends and your coworkers. Now, I understand there might be some overlap between these two groups as well, but probably not too much overlap.
And wouldn't a person's family and friends go easy on them, though?
I mean, that is a distinct possibility, but as part of this exercise, you have to stress to people that you want them to be completely honest. And yes, some of them may go easy on you, but you might be surprised by how many will not, especially if you say that you want them to be honest in their assessment. Now, this exercise also helps you to discover how you're perceived both at work and at home. You'll be able to see what similarities exist and what differences exist, if any. You might also see patterns start to emerge in the responses of the two groups, and that's why it's important to record their responses. And there's another reason why it's important to record these responses, too.
And what reason is that?
Because after you're done, you will be able to compare and contrast how your family, friends, and coworkers describe you and how you describe yourself during the first step of the process.
I imagine that could definitely be an eye-opener.
Absolutely, especially for those people who are not self-aware. Now, this is the important step in becoming more self-aware, in which you look at yourself in an objective way. It's important because it's at the very heart of self-awareness, knowing how you impact those people around you and knowing how people perceive you. Now, there may be some hard truths and realities that you'll have to accept, but accepting them will help you in the long run.
Because the goal is to improve yourself, right?
Yes, that's right. Self-improvement is ultimately the goal of self-awareness. What's the point of being self-aware if you're not able to take what you've learned and better yourself?
What's something else that people can do to help them become more self-aware?
Good question. Another thing that they can do is to take a personality test. And there are all sorts of personality tests out there, including some free ones on the internet. One of the more popular and well-known is the Myers-Briggs test. And I would suggest conducting some research and then taking two or three tests to get a composite of your personality. Once again, compare and contrast those results to the information that you gathered from your friends, family, and coworkers. You might see some patterns reinforced or new patterns forming. More information is always good, especially if that information is objective in nature. And that brings us to the final step in the process.
And what is that?
By now, a person should be much more self-aware than they were at the beginning of the process. They've accepted what may be unpleasant realities about the way that they're perceived by other people, including in the workplace. Now, they should be ready to make adjustments to their behavior in order to change the way that they're perceived and brand themselves better in the process. This involves both personally and professionally.
What does that involve specifically? How can they make adjustments?
Well, it could involve a number of different things. It could mean simply being more mindful of the things that you say and do. It could involve taking classes either online or in person, or reading books about areas in which you want to improve. And as we just discussed, self-awareness is all about self-improvement. You want to be aware of yourself so that you can improve yourself. And not only do you want to improve yourself, but you also want to improve the experience that other people have when they're around you.
And that's what personal branding is all about.
That is exactly what personal branding is all about. So if you want to become better at personal branding and you want to become a practitioner of emotional intelligence, then you must take the first step and become more self-aware. There is no other way around it, and there are no shortcuts. This is not something that you can fake. If you're not self-aware, people are going to see that. And as an animal health recruiter and veterinary recruiter for more than 20 years, I can say with confidence that people who are self-aware are more attractive to employers than those people who are not.
Well, Stacy, that is a great note to end on and a very impactful one as well. Thank you so much for joining us today and for providing all this information.
You're very welcome, Samantha. It's been my pleasure, and I look forward to our next episode.